All right. Welcome back. Spring is in the air, and so is the Wiggly's famous corned beef. Indulge in Wiggly's corned beef hash at the Jagged Fork's new location in Dearborn Heights. See how they're serving up Wiggly's at Jagged Fork's five other locations at jaggedfork.com as well. And we say good morning to the one, the only, Mr. Greg Russell. Good morning, Gregory.
Chris, great to be here with you on this beautifully gray Friday morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what you were going to say about the weather outside, but it's something. Beautifully gray. That was a nice rebound. I like that.
There you go.
We got a lot to talk about today, including, you know, a movie. I'm not really sure how this is going to be taken. Obviously, I think if you're a fan of the game, people are going to be excited. But the new Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves is coming out, and you had a first look at it. What did you think?
Well, it's kind of like it's two movies in one. You're absolutely right. They've got a lot of action and adventure, which looks really great on the screen. And then they've got a lot of, as the British would say, cheeky humor, you know, going on. And the funny part is I talked to some of the folks as they were coming out, and they said a lot of them were there just there for the adventure. So they were going, they could have cut out, you know, a lot of this comedic part. Then some folks were just saying, I like the comedy. I didn't have to see all the fights. So it's just one of those where if you like one thing, you might not enjoy the other part of it. As a lot of the folks were coming out saying, they kind of like put it right down the middle. And I kind of agree where it's 2 hours. And honest to goodness, Chris, it could have been about an hour and a half or maybe an hour, minutes or something like that. But it's funny. I mean, Chris Pine has turned out to be a very good comedic actor. And, of course, Hugh Grant has gone from the cute guy from Love Actually to now just becoming this old curmudgeon, you know, just
nice
mean guy.
Nice. That's great. So what did you think of it? And if you're not a fan of the card game, I think, right, it's a card game. If you're not a fan of the card game, can you get on board?
I think so, because, truthfully, it doesn't go along that much with the card game. I mean, it shares the name, of course, and it shares like the adventures they go on, but you don't really see the cards and different things like that. But I think if you don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, the game, you'll be okay.
All right. So this is how many Wigglies we giving this thing?
We'll give this a 2 out of our 4 Wigglies. You know,
okay.
You can go check it out and see it. Like I said, honest to goodness, the battle scenes are, you know, they are beautiful. And also the comedic scenes are great. But depending on which one you want to see more of, you know, that's probably what's going to determine what you do with it this weekend.
You know, Greg, I love how you incorporate into this some of the things that we might be able to watch on Netflix or what have you at home. And something that's getting a lot of fanfare is Murder Mystery 2. What'd you think of that?
It is funny. Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, these two have talked about their friendship that they've had for over 30 years, and they've done several movies together. Now, as compared to Knives Out, which was a murder mystery that had a little bit of a comedic, you know, element to it, this is a comedy movie that just happens to have a little bit of a murder mystery, you know, into it. These two are just funny together. And, you know, because almost like from the beginning, you're going to kind of almost figure out, or at least think you know, who done it. But it's got, you know, just so many jokes and, you know, different things, especially with those two, a lot of physical comedy as well. That, I think, is really what you're going to be watching this thing this weekend on Netflix. It's just the comedy and the fun. One of my other friends who's a critic from St. Louis said it's a nice little travel log with a lot of corny comedy. You'll like it.
I can't remember. I feel like I wanted to see the first one. I'm not sure I did. But I love Sandler, and I think Jennifer Aniston is great. And I think I've seen a couple of their other movies together, and they've been really good. So I'm looking forward to diving into this. What did you think of it?
Yeah, it is. It's funny, and especially, like we said, you know, looking out at the day like today.
Yep.
You got it on Netflix. Pop your popcorn, or as Paul would always say, just go up to Imagine, get some of theirs, take it home.
That's right.
And just kick back and relax and enjoy in the comfort of your own family room or home theater.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I think we all have that guy that's not maybe a real well-known actor, kind of a secondary actor. I saw Tony Goldwyn's in it. I've loved everything he's been in. Everything he's been in. I've always felt like he just does a good job. So you had me at Tony Goldwyn.
Yes, he is in this. And as you know, he is part of Hollywood royalty too, part of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer family way back. So yes, he is.
And the number of Wigleys for this one is?
This one will give it, like we said, for the comedy alone and just the way they do it, we'll give it 3 Wigleys out of the 4.
All right. All right. Also, so this is recommended.
Right. Stop off and get a Wigley's corned beef and take that home and watch
it. That's right.
That sounds good to me.
Wigley's Imagine. We'll do the whole thing. great stuff. I can't wait to dive into these. Greg Russell, thank you. Have yourself a nice weekend. Catch you next week.
Chris, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. You have a good one, too.
Yeah, take care, you got it.